India's remote northeast is a medley of traditional tribes and cultures. Only a narrow corridor connects the area to the Indian subcontinent. And in that secluded corner, NPR's Julie McCarthy discovered one village unlike any other in India.
Reaching Malanong, population 500, is an adventure. Rumbling down mountain roads, peering into emerald valleys before plateauing into lush vegetation, a sign at the village entrance announces God's own garden. With its bamboo and wooden houses, some crowned with thatched roofs, Malanong is not just picturesque, it is spick and span. Its inhabitants from the Khasi tribe grow betel nut, and appropriately enough, a plant called broomstick. The stream used for washing is crystal clear. Butterfly-filled gardens adorn almost every one of the 95 homes. Flowers line the lanes of this quaint 1-kilometer-square village. And you can't walk 50 feet without seeing a wicker litter basket, the symbol of what is now known as the cleanest village in India. Indian tourists descend like scientists who have discovered another species. You came a long way from Calcutta to come to this village. What do you think?
Bahut khoobsurat hai. Bahut khoobsurat hai ye ghar.
Utam Dawn and his family traveled over 20 hours to reach this little Eden. It's beautiful. He repeats it for emphasis. We've never seen a place this clean. He says the sense of civic responsibility evident here is missing where he's from. A village this spit-polished is a novelty in India. Cities and villages are often unsightly and garbage-strewn. Local villagers are amused that they have become an attraction. And the secret to Malanong's sparkle? A tribal tradition that equates cleanliness with a beauty of its own. Resident Bharatbhayang Kongteam says villagers here don't look at how grand someone's house is, but how clean it is kept. Cleanliness has more value than material wealth, she says. It's what people see. It's what they talk about. It's what they exchange compliments over. From the time we were young, she says, this village, which is devoutly Christian, was told that God is clean. Tour guide Asu Glynn says there's no escaping it. It's in our genes.
We love gardening, we love cleaning, especially to make the pots, the utensils, the pitcher pots, shining.
Hosanna Maura opened a small restaurant in the village where she caters to the army of visitors who come to marvel at Malanong. Her kitchen is spotless. A mother of six, Hosanna says she's uncomfortable if things are out of order.
It's
not a morning. I don't feel like getting up, grabbing my broom and sweeping my compound, she says. My heart doesn't allow me to be unclean. But make no mistake, Hosanna says, all this beautifying is hard work from the time we wake until we sleep. For those who lack Hosanna's gusto, Morgan the town crier reminds them every Friday night of their duty. He does it every Friday night. He walks around the village and he hollers to people outside their door at 8 o'clock at night. It's a weekly ritual since visitors started coming, creating even more trash. One recent Saturday drew mostly children, who mostly ordered each other to pick up wrappers and litter. Bawan Bador is just 11, but the significance of the community service is not lost on him. Why is it important to have a clean village?
Because if we clean the village, there is no germs, diseases, no pollution also.
Malanong has a rigorous recycling program, non-existent in most of India, and fame has brought rewards. Homestays have sprouted up. Stalls sell local crafts. The village headman says, thanks to the influx of tourists, incomes are up 60%. Hosanna says she now buys her family better food and better clothing. None of it possible without strong social cohesion and the humble act of cleaning. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.